Our gospel today is taken from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus called the 12 and began to send them out two by two. He gave them authority over unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you, as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. And this is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. May the Lord be in our hearts and on our lips, that we might worthily and fittingly proclaim him, both by our words and by our deeds. Sending out the 12 disciples is as old in ministry as the gospel itself. And since this very first time of sending apostles out, the church has been sending people out in ministry for over 2,000 years. Here in the United Methodist Church, we are itinerant pastors, which basically means that Reverend Rob and myself were sent here to Highland Park by the bishop, that we might be the proclaimers of the good news of Jesus Christ here in the gospel here at Highland Park. We're not called by the congregation. We're not invited here by you all. We are those who are sent out. And when we stop and look at the 12 who were chosen by Jesus, they were extraordinarily unlikely people. A fisherman, several fishermen, a tax collector. And what we know of that is that as soon as Jesus called them, they dropped their nets, they left their tax collecting tables, and they began to follow him. And in the process of following Jesus, they learned about the kingdom of God. And they learned about the kingdom by doing a couple of things: watching Jesus, watching what he did, watching how he acted, who he interacted with. They heard his teaching as he sat on the side of the mountain and taught the thousand before he fed them. They witnessed his miracles. They saw Jesus cast out demons. They saw Jesus heal the sick, the blind, the lepers, the lame. And so in the process, they learned that this kingdom being proclaimed by this man Jesus, was a kingdom that had a purpose of casting out evil in the world, healing those who were wounded and broken and hurting, and proclaiming the good news that God is near. That God is near right now to his people. So in this event that we find ourselves with this morning of Jesus sending out the 12 by themselves, Jesus is giving to them the responsibility now to act. He's giving to the 12 the responsibility to act in his name without him being present to them. And so, my brothers and sisters, I think we learn from the gospel, as simple as it is today, that discipleship, to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, means that we must engage ourselves in action. That's the responsibility that we have when we are sent out. One of the things that has happened to us throughout the centuries is over time, over a long history of the church, We have managed to turn Christianity into a system of beliefs more than it is a way of life. But the early church, long before we were called Christians, were referred to as people of the way, because it was always the intention of Jesus that Christianity would be a new way of living, following Jesus, standing up against evil in the world, taking care of the sick and the needy and the poor, the least and the last and the lost of the world, and proclaiming that God was near to his people was a way of living. And people were asked to follow this new way of doing life. And so as Jesus sends out the 12 today, his mission was not to recruit followers. His mission was for them to be proclaimers. And any other interest that we might have in the church, any other things that we involve ourselves in the church, all become subordinate to this main task of every Christian believer, to be a proclaimer of the good news of the gospel. You see, these 12 were sent out to engage with and to confront and to name evil in the world. And they were sent out to do that with the energizing and healing power of Jesus. They were sent out not to fight evil with violence, but to meet untruth with truth, to meet violence with respect and love. And so, that becomes the exact same responsibility we have in 2018, in our world, to meet untruth with truth, to meet brokenness and woundedness with the energizing, healing power of respect and love. Many years ago, my wife was giving a women's retreat, and in giving that retreat, she was teaching about the book of Jonah, getting swallowed up by the whale. And she combined that with four ancient mantras. Now, I have to admit to you, I had to stop and really understand what was a mantra, because I was raised in the 50s and 60s, so I thought a mantra was something that hippies did as they did transcendental meditation. So I went and looked up the definition, and I found out that in truth, a mantra is either a sound or a word or a phrase that keeps us focused, that helps us to concentrate and keeps us focused. And the mantra that my wife used in this retreat was an ancient one, but very simple, and here it is. It was, show up, pay attention, tell the truth, and don't get attached to the results. Show up, pay attention, tell the truth, and don't get attached to the results. As I read through the gospel for this week, I thought, well, this is certainly an appropriate mantra for the apostles today. They were called by Jesus from various situations and circumstances of their lives. They immediately dropped their nets or their tables, and without hesitation, they began to follow Jesus, whatever the cost to them personally might have been. They showed up at the call of Jesus. Pay attention was what they led into at the next point, was to observe, to watch the reality of the kingdom present in their midst. Watch what Jesus did. Listen to what he had to say. And then watch and learn. So the pay attention was to all that Jesus was saying and doing, and learning by observation that indeed, now there is a new and different way to do life than we have done it in the past. Now they were being sent two by two to proclaim the nearness of the kingdom, to say to the people they encountered, the kingdom of God is already here, it's already present among us, it's been started, and we have the power to make it more present. We have the power to make it more real. We have the power to work to bring it to completion. And my brothers and sisters, I believe for you and me, the responsibility is exactly the same. To show up at the call of Jesus in our life, to pay attention to what we've learned and experienced in the Gospels that teach us about Jesus, and then to go forward to be the proclaimers. Now, I want you to know, up to this point, I'm all in. As I learned years ago when I first came into ministry in the United Methodist Church, and we used to, on the first Sunday of the new year, renew our covenant with John Wesley's covenant prayer. John Wesley would say to us in that covenant prayer, Lord, put me to doing or put me to suffering. Let me be employed or let me be laid aside. And we even sing that now whenever we take out our hymnals. We say, Lord, use me as you will. And we sing that great song in our hymnal, Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. That's showing up. Paying attention is important, but paying attention is not just to what's happening in the lives of Jesus, but paying attention to what's happening in the world around us. Paying attention to what are the needs that must be addressed. Paying attention to where I can go and bring the kingdom of God by what I say and what I do. And how do I do this in a setting that might be different than the situation I'm used to? Last weekend, my brothers and sisters, I was part of the team that went down to the border. Chosen because I'm bilingual and I speak Spanish. We went to minister to actually 376 youth, to minister to their needs in the camp, children who are there with no parents, who have spiritual needs, who loved the opportunity to worship with us, to sing songs and to praise God and to have someone pray with them. So we ministered to their spiritual and their emotional needs of the teens because we were paying attention to this theological conviction we have from a gospel like today to go when we are sent and be proclaimers of the good news. And so that's exactly what we did. We conducted worship services with them. We proclaimed that the kingdom of God was present even there in that camp. We proclaimed that God's love and God's mercy was near to them and that there was a loving Father who was eager to hear their needs and their hearts and answer. Now, I have to be honest with you, my brothers and sisters, to this point, it's easy for me to follow the mantras. Show up, pay attention, tell the truth. The hard one for me, don't get attached to the results. I can live with the first three, but that number four is really a stickler for me. In the gospel today, if the people didn't get the message of the 12, the message of God's provision, the message of God's love, the message of God's power, if they didn't get that message, then they missed the essence of the kingdom of God. And it's so easy for us when we go out as proclaimers of the good news to get caught up in our own self-worth, to get caught up in our own style or our own way of doing things, and thus believe that we need to get results. We need to see the results of our work. We need to see the results of our mission or the results of our efforts. In today's gospel story, the people either saw what was evil, that the apostles encountered and confronted. They either saw what was evil that the apostles encountered and confronted, or they themselves were part of the problem. And so we have the example, which was not new in those days, to shake the dust off their feet. It was a way of not being attached to the results. It's a way of knowing that they had done what was theirs to do. They'd been sent in the name of Jesus. They'd proclaimed the good news of the gospel, and now it was time for them to take the news to another place. And so, my brothers and sisters, we, you and me, whether we are clergy or lay, we are the followers, we are the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ today. And Jesus is sending us out, you and me, into a world that's wounded and broken and hurting and needs to have the proclamation of the good news. In just a moment, we will come here to the table and we will be nurtured and fed as we have by his word and example, and in a moment by his body and blood. And then sent forth. Sent forth into a world this week to show up, to pay attention to the times and the places that we have an impact in the world with kingdom life, and to tell the good news by what we say and what we do, the good news of our loving and merciful God, who is as near to us as he is near to us in this moment. And then, go on, not worrying about the results, but trusting in God's provision. Amen.